Good morning, ladies and gents. It's your girl, Clarina Hoskins, also known as Claire J. And welcome to the morning inspiration piece of Chilling with Claire. I hope you all have been doing well. I pray you slept well over the night and that your morning is off to a good start. So, as always, go ahead and get your coffee, your tea, your juice, whatever it is you like to sip on in the morning, and we'll be back shortly and we're gonna hop on into it. Hey, beautiful people, hop on over to Teespring and check out Faith Walk Apparel. You can find several different shirts, tote bag, even a coffee mug for some of your favorite inspirational teas. There are some for men and for women, so there's some variety and plenty of colors to choose from. So if you would like to make a statement with your clothing, check out Faith Walk Apparel for your Christian apparel needs. And you can find them at www.teespring.com/stores/faith-walk. There are a few, one for women is I carry blessings not baggage. Then there's another one that says more precious than rubies. Then we have some that I guess you could say are unisex. No more excuses, take up thy bed and walk. So definitely check out teespring.com/store/faith-walk for your favorite in Faith Walk apparel. Here's today's scripture for you. It is coming out of Jeremiah 29:11 and reading from the King James Version. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I am back. So I just wanted to talk to you all briefly, and my subject, and I guess you could say my call to action for you guys today, is get your feet wet. Get your feet wet. Alrighty, so I want you guys to think of we're practically in summer now. I don't know about you all, but the weather here in Macon, Middle Georgia has been getting pretty hot. So, yes, we may still technically be in spring, but summer is very quickly approaching. So, when you think of getting your feet wet, think about getting in the pool. The pool looks inviting, but of course, if you're not ready to jump in the pool, maybe a little hesitant. But as fun as being in a pool can be, it can also be dangerous. So you have that, I guess you can say that sense of unknown. The sense of the unknown. Like, I don't know what's going to happen if I jump into this pool. Especially if you're not used to making a jump into a pool like that. So to adjust, sometimes you might put your foot in, put a toe in. You get your feet wet a little bit. Or instead of jumping in, you ease into the pool. You might go to the little steps and just walk down into the pool and do it that way instead of jumping off the diving board, if you will. But I wanted to say in life that at some point, you got to get your feet wet. You got to get out there. So think back to the story of when the disciples, they were on the ship and the weather was rough. They were in a storm. And they saw Jesus. They didn't know it was Jesus at the time, but they saw Jesus out there on the water, And then Peter was like, "Look, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come out there with you." We all know Peter was outspoken. He was that guy. And, you know, he got out of the boat and he started walking on water. He got his feet wet. Because how can you walk on water and your feet don't get wet? But yeah, so he got out of his comfort zone and he got his feet wet. No one else other than Jesus have you heard of walking on water the way he did. Think on that. Now, there may be something that you have in your heart to do. It may be something that God has been giving you the nudge for quite some time to do. And it's unfamiliar. You know, it looks like such a great thing to do. And you know, overall, it's a great thing because especially if it's coming from God, you know, good things come from it. But it's unfamiliar to you. You're not used to it. You've never done it before. So you may have that sense of hesitancy. You know, you may want to be like, I'm not sure if I need to do this. Or you want to pray about it like a lot. Or you want to fast about it a lot. Knowing you may have been given the confirmation time after time after time again to go ahead and do what you need to do. Do what you got to do. And I just wanted to encourage you all, get your feet wet. Go ahead and walk on water. Go ahead and walk on water. Simply because the one who has given you the ability is there to catch you if you sink. Focus on him and you won't sink. Peter's issue was he took his focus off Jesus and he started to sink. But as long as he was focusing on Jesus and really walking towards him, he was fine. He had that faith in place. So in whatever you do in this life, you gotta keep the focus on Jesus and you gotta keep that faith intact because that's what's gonna get you through. And we all know without faith it's impossible to please God. And faith definitely helps build you up too. That sense of this can happen, this can be done. Jesus is looking out for me. God is showing me favor that helps you even more through this thing called life. It does. That confidence in knowing that your best interest is in God's mind, is in Jesus' mind. It gives you that reassurance. And the thing is, you never know what you can really do until you get your feet wet. So you got to get your feet wet at some point. Don't be afraid, even though it may be frightening. It may cause you anxiety to even think about the things that you're being led to do or that you're being called to do or what's just simply been placed on your heart. Even if it's not like a lifetime assignment, even if it's a temporary one and done type thing, at some point you got to step out, walk on water, get your feet wet and see what happens. Because the thing is, we are going to leave here someday. Let's just call it for what it is. We all going to leave here someday. The thing is, we don't know when that's going to be. Nobody knows if they will be given the next day, the next month, the next year, the next hour, next minute, the next second. We don't know when our name is going to be called. We don't know when our name is going to be on the obituary or when people will be speaking over us, you know. So you don't want to live with any regrets. You don't want to live with any regrets. And just personally, you know, this whole thing with the pandemic, with COVID-19 has made that very loud and clear because, you know, unfortunately we lost so many people. And you know, let us tell it, we feel like they died too soon. You know, but at the end of the day, everybody has their appointed time that they're going to leave this world. You know, one way or the other, when it's your time, it is your time. Unless God decides to give you more time. But at the end of the day, we don't control that. You know, so you don't want to live with any regrets. If there's something that's been on your heart to do, on your mind to do, go ahead and go for it. And like I said, once you step out of that boat, step out of that comfort zone, lean on the Lord, lean on Jesus. They're going to get you through it. And one thing my bishop said, just because you go through hard times, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're on the wrong path. And that's something that stuck with me, because sometimes when you're going after something and it seems like you're catching hell and everything is just crazy, you feel like you made a mistake. And sometimes it's not even the case. It's not even the case. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Just because things may not go exactly the way I want them to go in the beginning, in the middle, or however, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing the wrong thing. Consider it as something that you have to go through to get to better. You know, it doesn't feel good all the time. Like, for example, okay, you got somebody who's working out. Working out may not necessarily feel good to that person, especially first starting. But as time progresses, their body appreciates it more. You know, they're healthier. It might not have felt good in the beginning, but there was a reward from it. You know, someone that's in college. I don't know many people or if anyone who loves taking exams and writing extensive papers and stuff. But at the end, when they graduate, it was all worth it. And so, just saying that to say, just because it starts out uncomfortable when you step out, and it's still uncomfortable for a while, it doesn't mean that it won't later become comfortable. You gotta fight through. All right, you guys, that is it for me today. So I pray you all take heed, have faith, and go for it. Get out the boat, walk on water, get your feet wet. Definitely get your feet wet. Reach out to me on social media, Clarina Hoskins on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Rena Jean. That's Rena underscore Jean, and Rena is R-E-E-N-A. And you can reach out to me on Instagram at Clarina Jean. And reach out to me for some of your favorite spa products, Claire J Bath and Body Products. So you can go to the new website, Claire J Bath, the letter N, body.com. And if you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the state of Georgia, reach out to me. I am a licensed realtor. I love you all. Be great and have an awesome day.